From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting how to respond to North Korea's development of weapons of mass destruction was the top agenda item when President Trump hosted South Korean President Moon Jae-in. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Correspondent Steve Herman reports.
President Donald Trump spoke of the threat from what he called the reckless and brutal regime in North Korea, adding its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs require a determined response.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. Many years, and it's failed. And frankly, that patience is over.
President Moon, who just took office in May, is holding open the door to talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions on Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail. North Korea should by no means underestimate the firm commitment of Korea and the U.S. in this regard.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump's modified travel ban has been implemented with little immediate protest as immigration lawyers gathered at U.S. airports to aid travelers from certain countries. The U.S. activated the new rules requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have an acceptable relationship in the U.S. to be admitted. The U.N. General Assembly voted to cut $600 million from their nearly $8 billion annual peacekeeping budget. The move comes amid pressure from the Trump administration, which contributes more than a quarter of the department's annual budget. But U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres has also called for major U.N. reforms, including in peacekeeping. This is VOA News. The interior ministers of France, Germany, and Italy will meet in Paris on Sunday to help Italy deal with masses of migrants arriving on its shores. Italy has so far taken in 82,000 migrants this year, as the country has become the main point of arrival to Europe. Meantime, the European Union has pledged to support Italy as it continues to admit thousands of migrants who are crossing every day from North Africa across the Mediterranean. We get more on the story from Henry Ridgewell in London.
Most of the tens of thousands of people plucked from the Mediterranean this week have been taken to ports on the Italian coast. They are severely dehydrated, usually malnourished, and suffering from infections and skin diseases. Marcella Cray of Doctors Without Borders spoke to VOA via Skype from the group's rescue ship, Aquarius, as it disembarked over 1,000 migrants at the Italian port of Corigliano Calabro.
We also see the results of people actually being physically assaulted, sexually assaulted, tortured.
Italy's representative to the European Union has warned the situation is unsustainable and threatened to stop vessels of other countries from bringing migrants to its ports. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Chinese President Xi Jinping has sworn in Hong Kong's new leader, Carrie Lam, on the 20th anniversary of the city's handover from British to Chinese rule. Hong Kong's new Beijing-approved chief executive was chosen by less than 1% of Hong Kong's voters in a process democracy activists criticized as being fundamentally unfair. Hundreds of police were deployed for the anniversary as pro-democracy activists and pro-Beijing groups marched through Hong Kong. A doctor forced from a New York hospital because of sexual harassment accusations returned with an assault rifle hidden under a lab coat on Friday and shot seven people, killing one woman, leaving several doctors fighting for their lives. Bill de Blasio is New York's mayor.
Thank God this was not an act of terrorism. It's an isolated incident, a workplace-related matter, but that makes it no less tragic or no less horrible.
In unrelated cases, the doctor had pleaded guilty in 2004 for manhandling a 23-year-old woman. In 2009, he was arrested on charges with lewd behavior in regard to two different women. A man has been charged with the abduction of a Chinese student who was attending the Urbana-Champaign campus on the University of Illinois in the central region of the state. The suspect will appear in federal court on Monday. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.